When was the last time you went shopping? I mean, shopping just for the heck of shopping. May have been quite some time. Joining us right now is AP Business correspondent Rachel Beck. And she had an interesting article that really caught our eye and a term I'm not sure if she's coined it herself or not, but it's the surgical shopper. Thanks for joining us, Rachel.
Good morning.
Is that a common term or did you just come up with that?
I didn't come up with it. It's being buzzed around in retail circles and economist circles, but we thought it really kind of symbolized where we're at right now.
Perhaps I'm a typical male, but when I go shopping, I pretty much know what I want to buy. I get in, I get out, and I get gone. Now, I know I'm not typical in that fashion because Americans, it seems, have always loved to go to shop, to browse, to go to one store and find that perfect shirt, and then go in another store and find that same shirt and compare prices and so on and so forth. What's the difference between that shopper and a surgical shopper?
Well, we used to all be those impulse leisure buyers. We'd roam around the mall sniffing perfume and weaving in and out of stores. But the recession kind of snapped us out of that. And now we're all acting kind of like you are, which is being these surgical shoppers. We're going into stores. We have lists. We're very tactical. We're precise. We know what we want. We are going there to buy it, and then we are going to leave because we don't want to be tempted to buy other things that we can't afford or are not in our budget. People are very budget-focused. Even if they're willing to spend on something that's expensive, they're still budgeting for it. And that's an aftermath of the recession and the financial meltdown. People are just approaching shopping differently.
You had an interesting point in your article about why stores seem messier these days.
Yes, and that's because people are picking up things, thinking about that impulse buying. I mean, we're still trying to work out the past decade from our system. So you pick it up and you look at it, you throw it in the cart, and then you realize two aisles over, I don't need that, and you dump it. That's what's happening, and that's what our experts say, why stores are messier, because people still have that impulse tendency, but realize they can't live that way anymore.
This AP article that, of course, we got you from, it says here that we've added 23 million square feet of retail space this year. That doesn't bode well if this surgical shopper thing applies. That doesn't bode well, I don't think.
Well, you know, 4 years ago, it was 149 million. So we've added a lot less retail space this year than we did a few years ago. Mm. And I think for stores, if people are being more surgical in how they shop, that is tough for the retailing industry because people are going to frequent less stores. We are already seeing that. Some of our data shows people are going to about three stores versus five stores when they visit a mall that they did a few years ago. So think about that spread across millions of Americans. If you're only going to three versus five, that really starts hitting the retail industry hard. And that means they're really going to have to work hard to capture our attention and get us in their stores.
And interestingly, ever since I was a kid, I've been a coupon clipper, and a lot of people always thought that was really kind of stupid, but I was raised by European immigrants, what can I say? But coupons have really taken off, too.
Coupons have taken off, and very targeted promotions have taken off. Also, the sites like Groupon, which you sign up for, and you're part of this 25 million people who are entitled to this deal on one day. You know, different areas have different Groupons, but that's really resonated with this new mindset. The Gap had a promotion over the summer. In one day, they sold $11 million worth of coupons. Pay $25 to get a $50 gift card. I think we're going to see a lot more stuff like that, trying to target people instead of just willy-nilly coupons, very, very targeted coupons.
Rachel, thank you very much for the help today and the conversation. We enjoyed it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
AP Business correspondent Rachel Beck joining us here on Total Information AM.